I'd like to invite you back over to the Gospel of John, this time chapter 10, and we'll pick up in verse 1. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 1. Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 1 reads this way. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne this evening. We do thank you again, Lord, for the privilege of assembling together as your church. And then, Lord, being reminded where two or three are gathered in your name, there are you in the midst. And so, Lord, we thank you for your presence tonight. We do pray for the blessing of your Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and minds to hear from you. And Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, give us more wisdom and understanding. And Lord, your peace and your joy that passes the world's understanding that you've promised to each and every one of your children and those who put their faith in you. And so, Lord, I ask your blessing that you would build Northwood and all your churches for your honor and glory. And Lord, that we might be empowered to truly enjoy the light that you've given to us and to share that with a lost and dying world. So bless your word, build your people, Lord, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is simply "The Shepherd of the Sheep." Amen. The shepherd, that's who Jesus is. He is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, we were looking at chapter 9 this morning, but I want you to know something here. Even though there is a chapter 10 here, we're still talking about the same thing that was going on. The same people are still involved. And in fact, if you will, look at verse 21 there of chapter 10 and notice what happens. It says, "Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil." Notice, can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Remember, we were talking about the man that was born blind, and the disciples said, "Who sinned, him or his parents?" And of course, the Lord said, "Neither." Amen. Neither of them. This was done for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And so the conversation is still continuing here, and we do have Jews that are involved. And let's just look at it from this perspective. Everybody here, for the most part, the promises made to the covenant people, the Jewish people first, and then to the whole world. And so really, in this group of people, they're all Jews. Amen. I mean, there are some sure Roman soldiers that are not talked about and things in that society that were taking place, but primarily we're talking about the disciples, the Lord Jesus Christ, the blind man, the Jews, and the Pharisees here that we'll look at here tonight. And not all of them were against the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll see that here in just a moment. And by the way, Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, wasn't he? And he was a Pharisee, and what happened was the Lord got a hold of his heart, didn't he? He came seeking the Lord, and the Lord brought him to a saving grace of understanding, and we thank the Lord for that. And he had some questions, didn't he, for the Lord? And you know, God wants to answer our questions. If we have questions, genuine questions, concerning our relationship with the Lord and what life really is all about, listen, God is the author of life. Amen? Listen, what without the Lord, there is no life. Life began with God, amen, and by the grace of the Lord, our life should end with him. That brings comfort and confidence, and by the way, a great expectation of a day that will never end. I don't understand that. My little mind can't comprehend that, but because what God has revealed in salvation, we know him to be the truth, amen, and there's no lie in him, and so we can thank the Lord for that, and again, that's something that God brings about to our understanding. So let's look at a couple of thoughts tonight. We're going to look at the shepherd's entrance. We're going to look at the work of God in the sheep. We're going to see also the work of the thief, God calls him, and then also the love of the good shepherd, and then the division between light and darkness. And these things are important. And so as we consider this, really we'll find the character of the shepherd of the sheep. That's a good thing. What's he really all about? Because that will help us understand who he is if we know the character of the Lord. By the way, the Lord is not willing that any should perish. Is that the truth? And by the way, listen, God wants everybody to come to him that he might bless them. And that's where the blessings all begin, and that's where they really end at. And then also we'll notice the character of the sheep of the shepherd. The sheep of the shepherd have a certain characteristics. There's a lot of people that say, "Oh, I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ." But their lives really don't match up with that. And so there's a contradiction there. And by the way, not everybody that stands behind the pulpit and opens up the Word of God, it's been said before, listen, there are some preachers that they should never leave the pulpit, because when they leave, their lives are different.
And there are some preachers that when they're not in the pulpit, they should never go into the pulpit. Because their lives are a contradiction, right? So you've got this, you've got these kind of preachers that if they get behind the pulpit, may they never leave, because at least they'll be good, right? They'll live a good life before the Lord. But if they get out of the pulpit, they have a contradiction. And so that's a problem, really, but not just for preachers, but for God's people. We cannot be the light of the world if our life is a contradiction. We're giving mixed signals. If we say, oh, we know the Lord, well, where's the evidence of that, right? And here's the thing. God is not expecting us to make a performance. God is wanting to bring a change that only He can bring into our lives. And He wants to do that. Listen, that takes the whole load off of us. If it's up to us, we're going to carry something we will never be able to do. We will fail all the time. But when we get to the place to where we say, Lord, okay, you know what you're talking about. I can't do it. Take it, Lord. And don't you think that's where Peter was at? If he finally got there before, you know, when the Lord blessed him and he was able to preach the word of God and 3,000 people got saved. And then also when the man lame from his mother's womb was healed and he went up leaping and praising the Lord. Wasn't that a good day also? And listen, remember what Peter said? Why do you look on us as if by our own power we've done this? The Lord Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, he would have never said that if it wasn't the Lord working in his life. And by the way, we won't either. So let's consider a couple of things here. Let's look at the shepherd's entrance here. And he enters really according to the word of God. He was born of a virgin, just like the Bible said, right? Back in the book of Isaiah. And God was, and by the way, listen, they kept records. And if you'll remember, Zacharias and Elizabeth had John the Baptist, and they knew that he was a prophet come from God. And he was the Lord's cousin. If you remember that. Okay. So notice he says, the Lord says, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. If you're not coming in according to the way of God, to the word of God, you're not genuine. And by the way, listen, what he is doing is he is talking about these Pharisees who are misleading God's people. And he's wanting these people to understand. But he that entereth in by the door, listen to this, is the shepherd of the sheep. He's not trying to do something deceptive. He's not in it for himself. He is the genuine Lamb of God. Amen? And so he comes in through the door. There's nothing to hide there. And then notice he says here in verse 3, to him the porter openeth, listen to this, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. He leads them out. He shows them the way, right? Didn't the Lord say, I am the way, the truth, and the life? And he wants us to know his way. Not our way, not the world's way, certainly not the devil's way, because that leads to destruction. Here's the devil's way. Here's what the world doesn't realize. Ready? The devil's way is, here it is, ready? You be God. That's the devil's way. The devil's way is that we would live according to what we think and neglect what the word of God says. That's what got Adam and Eve in the trouble in the first place. And when the Lord questioned, or when the devil questioned the word of God, yea, hath God said, you know, and of course they bought the lie, and it destroyed the human race. But praise the Lord for his love in eternity past that saw that coming down the road, and he made provision for it before we were ever created. Wow. What a God. I mean, fathom this thought. Let's just think about the Lord, okay? He's going to create a people that he knows are going to reject him. He is going to create a people that need salvation, and they're going to make light of it. And it's going to cost him the blood of his son. And he did it anyway. Isn't that amazing? I mean, when you stop and think about it, how many mothers do you think would give up the life of their firstborn, not for a friend, for an enemy? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And God did that willingly for us because he loved us. See, people really don't really grasp the love of God that he would do that for us. We are truly unworthy, and yet God loves us so much that he gave us his son. That's an amazing truth. And so as we consider this here, he says, listen, the Lord hear his voice in verse 3. He calleth his own sheep by name and he leadeth them out. So these are people that are interested and that are hearing the word of God and want to understand it, just like this blind man. Now, the Pharisees, they were trying to trip him up, right? They didn't want them, they didn't want him or his mother and father to follow him. And so they were setting up their own standards and they were trying to dissuade him and they were trying to undermine him, saying, he's not a man of God. He's not from the Lord. I mean, this man has a devil. Wow. And there were people that actually bought into that because they were not following the Lord and they were misled. But the Lord is saying, you know what, listen, this man, this blind man, can you imagine that? I don't even know if he knew. I mean, he was never taught letters probably. So he didn't know probably how to read and he's got this sight and he knew who the Lord was. And God wants us to know who he is as well. And so verse 4 says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This man knew the Lord's voice. This, you know, remember what he said to him here? He says, hey, do you believe on the Son of God? You remember that there in chapter 9 and verse 35? And notice what the man said. He answered and said, who is he what? Lord. Isn't that something? Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And the Lord says, it's me. I'm speaking to you now. And he believed and worshiped the Lord. Isn't that amazing? See, that is a work that God does. And I will be the first one to tell you, but it's true. I don't understand. God has given everybody the freedom to make that choice, has he not? The truth is, the Lord knows how everybody's going to choose. And so he has ordained and he has set up success by his grace and mercy to those who will receive him. And this man received him. And so it is the work of the Lord that brings us to that understanding, and God directs our way to him. And we praise the Lord for that. So he says, listen, he says, the Lord is the one that leads them out. They follow him. Look at verse 4 again. For when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. That means there's communication, isn't there? That means there is a relationship there. See, they don't just follow him because they see him. They follow him, why? Because they can what? They hear his voice. They hear his voice. Now listen, you want to see an amazing thing, you might be able to find it on YouTube in today's world, all right? But in Israel, there are shepherds that will congregate together. And they've got unbelievable flocks, sheeps and sheeps, you know, a lot of sheep. And anyway, they'll get together for coffee or whatever, and all of a sudden, you'll see this shepherd's sheep just get in the middle of all these other sheep. Another shepherd comes with all of his sheep, and all you can see is just a big sea of sheep. And then the shepherd decides to go on out, and he'll make his little brr or whatever his little sheep call is, and all of his sheep will come out. His sheep will come out and follow him. Wow. See, these people understood what the Lord was saying. They had seen it so many times. And listen, it is a sight to behold. And really, they just know that shepherd. But a hireling, they won't listen to them. The hireling will have trouble. They need the shepherd to lead them. The hireling, and they might have hired hands to help out. But those shepherds, those hired hands have to follow the shepherd because those sheep will not follow them. And that's an important truth. So he says, they follow him, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse 5, notice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. They don't know it. And that's a good place for us to be. Listen, we ought to be listening for the Lord's voice. We need to know the Lord's voice. And not everyone who says they believe in the Lord are following the Lord. So be careful that you don't follow somebody that says they know the Lord and are following somebody else's voice, not the truth. And by the way, listen, we've got the internet now. I am not against technology, but we have to be careful because, man, there's all kinds of information that's out there, and we want to make sure that we follow the truth. Amen? Yeah. And the only, how will we know what the truth is? The Word of God. The Word of God leads us to the truth. And God will never contradict His Word, nor will the Holy Spirit. So, He says that they won't follow the stranger. Look at verse 6. And notice what happens here. We find the work of God in the sheep. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which He spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, that terminology there can be rendered, truly, truly, I say unto you, notice, I am the door of the sheep. They understood the illustration, but they did not know exactly what the Lord was communicating. So He plainly tells them, if you want to know who the shepherd is, it's me. If you want to know who the sheep ought to be following, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so He says, verse 7, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, because they didn't understand what He was trying to say, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Wow. Amen. I am the door of the sheep. In other words, listen, we have to go into Him. And through Him and by Him. Verse 8, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. All that ever came before Him or to mislead people in the wrong way and not according to the Word of God, He says they're thieves and robbers. Now, there's a little bit of a conflict there because you remember who the Lord said He was? I am the way. I am the door of the sheep. And what do you how do you think these Pharisees are feeling about all this right now? They have no way to contradict that because He healed this man's eyes. And God, and they know that the Lord did that. And so they're kind of in a perplexing situation because they're watching God work and through His Word, and the living Word especially, and they're rejecting Him. So there's a problem. And by the way, there's a battle. This is a spiritual battle that is taking place for the truth. And so they're in the midst of this understanding here. And then He says to them again in verse 9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be what? That's what the Lord's all about. You can enter in by somebody else, but it's not going to bring you salvation. Only the Lord. So when people say, listen, you can believe in this and you can believe on that. Do you know, listen, true Christianity, because there's even false people that call themselves Christians. True Christianity believes in a work that was done by God Himself for us. We are the workmanship of God. We serve the Lord, but He's given to us His grace for salvation, for eternal life, to have a home in heaven. What did we do? We just received the gift. Amen. Right? So if I wanted to give Oliver a motorcycle, you like motorcycles? Dirt motorcycles? No. A car, right? If you like Corvettes, you ever seen a Corvette? Camaro? A Formula One race car? I think he's pulling my leg. If your mom were to give you a gift, would you pay for it? No, you wouldn't pay for it. But if you did pay for it, it would stop being a gift. Even if you gave one penny for it, it's no longer a gift. Now we just got a cheap deal. But God has given to us as a gift eternal life. We can't pay Him for that. God, in fact, God does not want any payment for it. He has provided salvation by His grace for us completely. Does not want us to pay Him anything for it, but simply be the recipient of that grace. Isn't that amazing? Lord, I put my faith in You, and there is no other faith that teaches that. Every other faith will teach you, you've got to do your part. God says, I've done it all. You don't have to do a thing for it. Man, what a gift. What grace in God. And so he says again in verse 9, I am the door. If by me any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, now we're talking about sheep. What more could a sheep want? And by the way, He makes us to lay down in the green pastures. That means He gives us wisdom and understanding that brings fulfillment and nourishment and contentment and makes happy sheep, doesn't it? Amen. makes happy sheep. Listen, my goodness, when you have I don't want you to try to, I might lose you here. If you could think of your favorite meal, and after you've enjoyed your favorite meal, are you not satisfied? Amen. Right? You can say, man, that is just the way I remembered it. In fact, even better than I remembered it. Amen? That's how you get your wife to do it again. That's even better than I remembered it. And by the way, with the Lord, it's always better than what we've had the last time. God brings us into green pastures that we might enjoy feeding on the things of God. And so he says, the thief, as we consider this here, in fact, look at verse 9. Let's finish there. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not. Remember, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the devil. Listen, what does the devil do? He brings a counterfeit gospel. He brings a counterfeit religion. And by the way, the Galatians fell into that, didn't they? And they were trying to justify themselves by the works of the law. And the Bible says, by the works of the law shall no man be justified. And so Paul said, I'm afraid of you. You started out by faith. Now you're going to end up with the works of the law? Isn't that amazing how people can be turned around and misled? God's people. How did that happen? They believed the truth, and Paul was trying to redirect them to let them stand on the truth. And so he says, remember verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, I am come, the Lord, that they might have life, and that they might have it, life, more abundantly. Amen. Isn't that great? So that's the difference there, really, between the good shepherd and the thief. And so listen, God loves us and wants us to enjoy our relationship with him. So again, he says, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd, listen to this, giveth his life for the sheep. Isn't that? He gave himself that we might enter into his fold. That's how much he loved us. That's great. But he that is an hireling, not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. He's concerned about his own skin. And fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. Notice what the Lord says, the contrast. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Listen to this, and am known of mine. He says, I'm known of mine. Amen. And listen, God wants an intimate relationship. He wants us to be listening for his voice. The voice is what he wants us to hear, his voice. And then we'll follow that voice. And what is the voice of the Lord but the word of God? That's his voice. And there should be, listen, if there's any, listen, the devil just wants us to compromise just a little bit. Amen. You know why? Because if we'll compromise a little bit, Pandora's box will open up. He just wants to get his foot in the door. And if he gets his foot in the door, he knows it's harder for us to close it. He wants us to open up opportunities to mislead us out of the way. And so anytime when we know the word, when we know what God has said, and we are being tempted to deviate from that, pray, God, help me not to believe that lie. Amen. That I would not deviate from the word of God, because the devil is at work to mislead us that he might destroy us. And listen, there's all kinds of voices that are out there. And the scary thought is it can even come from those that maybe we trust. But listen, if it's coming from somebody that we trust and it contradicts the word of God, who shall we listen to? The Lord. In all Christian love. Listen, if they're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you've made an error here. And speak the truth. This is what the Bible says. And you're telling me to do something that is contrary to what the Word of God is saying. You've come up with your own doctrine. And if we're not careful, we're not listening to the voice of the shepherd anymore. Who are we listening to if we're deviating from the truth? It can only be Him. He's the one that would mislead us because He wants to destroy us. And He wants us not to understand and to be at peace with the Lord. Amen? And so He says, I am the good shepherd, verse 14, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father, listen to this, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He says He wants us to have this intimate relationship with Him like He has with His Father. And other sheep I have. That's great. That's us. Amen. That's all those who have trusted the Lord after this was said. So notice He says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. So question, who's bringing in the sheep? The Lord's bringing in the sheep. All we can do is by the grace of God be used for by His honor and glory to share the truth. But we have to be seeking and walking with the Lord and following the Lord and calling upon the Lord that He might use us and shine His light through us, that we might be able to point them not to us. You and I don't have anything smart to say that's going to get somebody saved. And I'm not saying you can be the most intelligent individual with the most craftiest proverbs if you want. But if the Holy Spirit is not working, nothing happens. If the Holy Spirit does not bring God conviction, there's no godly sorrow. And so it's the work of God. And so notice what He says here. And other sheep I have, verse 16, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's unity in Christ. The devil wants division. The devil works. Listen, the devil is sly and crafty and can fool us. The moment we start compromising the Word of God, we'll listen to the lie. The moment we start leaning to our own understanding and our own rationale and sidestepping the Word of God, we have opened the door to the devil. And our hearts will be misled because we're no longer listening to the voice of the shepherd that's in the Word of God. And that's how He works. He is looking to just deviate a little bit, and then we're following Him and not the voice of the shepherd. And He'll get us to do things that God will tell us, I don't ever want you to do. And we'll walk away from the love of God because, listen, we still deal with the flesh, don't we? We still deal with pride, don't we? Do you believe that Darius, do you believe he loved Daniel? He did love Daniel, didn't he? He's the one that lost sleep when they had to throw Daniel in the lion's den. But listen, if Darius knew what they were up to, if they would have said, we're trying to trick you so we can get Daniel thrown in the lion's den, do you think he would have ever fallen for that? But why did he fall for it? He listened to the lie. And pride got in there and said, I like that. Because who was being exalted? He was. And in the midst of exalting ourselves, we lose our step with God. And so this is where this led to. So He says, therefore, verse 17, doth my Father love me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. And by the way, God wants us to lay our life down too, before the Lord. He's our example, is He not? We need to give ourselves a willing sacrifice unto the Lord. What does that mean? That means, Lord, I am willing to die to my thinking, myself, my heart, and follow You. I'm wanting to listen to You. He says, verse 18, no man taketh it from me, his life that he lays down, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. So that's in the Lord, right? He's saying, I can do that. and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. What is he saying? We're the same. And the Jews understood that, and they didn't like that. And notice after he said that, what happened here in verse 19, the division between light and darkness. There was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews. Why? For these sayings. They knew well what the Lord implied. Me and the Father, we're one. Is that the truth? Amen. Me and the Father, we're one. That was the truth before creation. They didn't understand it. You know why? They leaned to their own understanding. They didn't say, Lord, explain this. Lord, how can this be? Isn't that what Nicodemus said? When he said, you must be born again. How can this be? Can a man enter his mother's womb again and be born? How does that work? And the Lord said, no. That which is born of flesh is flesh. But that which is born of spirit is spirit. He said, there's two different births. And so there's this division among them because they didn't want to know. They could not fathom the idea that maybe, just maybe, they might be wrong. Maybe, just maybe, they didn't understand God. They were thinking God thinks just like they think. That's a dangerous place to be. We get to thinking like that. We're going to do some things that we're not going to stand so comfortably before the Lord. We can walk in ways that God says, you have misstepped, you have missed me completely. Listen to my voice, listen to what I'm saying, and let that take precedent, and you will never... It would be better to err on the side of generosity for the Lord, sacrifice for the Lord, than to lean to our own understanding in the littlest iota. Because if our thinking is not lined up with God's thinking... And it's not, because that's why we look to the Lord. Because naturally speaking, we go our own way. So there's this division. And notice this division. Ready? Look at the conclusion of this division, and we're done here. Ready? Verse 20. Many of them said, he hath a devil. That was the conclusion. And these were people that would tell you that they believed in the Lord. These aren't non-believers in the sense of not believing in God. They didn't know the Lord, obviously, because they called him the devil, but he wasn't. And many of them said, or he hath a devil, and is mad. He's a crazy man. Why hear ye him? Did you hear what they're saying? Why are you listening to him? Wow. Do you think you can ever find the Lord like that if you're not even hearing him? Not only are you not hearing him, these people here, they don't want anybody to listen to him. In fact, in their thinking, you're a fool if you listen to him. Wow. But notice the division here. Others said, these are not words of him that hath a devil. And look at their reasoning. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? That settled it. There's the truth. They could not say a word to that. Can a man that has a devil open the eyes of the blind? You can see the Lord working. And if God is doing something and working through people, that is a testament to their walk with the Lord. And God gets all the honor and the glory. These disciples knew who the Lord was. And they were learning, weren't they? And by the way, these individuals here were learning also. They were being brought to a greater faith. And by the way, maybe faith for the first time. Maybe these are some new sheep that are getting ready to come into the Lord's fold. Because they were saying, remember, there was a division. Maybe they were all in unison at one point, but now there's a division. Wait a minute, we've just heard the Lord. We've just seen some things. And according to the truth, they're listening, aren't they? They're hearing. Hey, how can a man with a devil open the eyes of the blind? See, truth prevails when it's received. Truth will prevail when we receive the truth and when we desire to reject that is contrary to the Word of God. So there is the battle for the believer. It's not a hard thing to do. Listen, it's not a hard thing to say, I'm going to lean to the Word of God. I want to tune in. And by the way, because we want to do that, we need to say, Lord, I need you. Listen, I need the Lord every day. But listen, I want to walk with God. And there are a lot of voices out there that will rob us of our time. The devil has become craftier than ever. Has he not? We all hold handheld computers that will rob us of our time that we need to spend with the Lord to hear his voice. He ought to come first. He ought to come first. But not just in reading his word, but in calling upon him. Oh God, I need you to guide me so that I will not be deceived and misled to walk away and not hear your voice. Lord, I need to hear your voice. That's a good thing to say. Lord, today I need to hear your voice or I will walk out of the way. Humility is simply saying, I need the Lord. If we don't say to the Lord, I need you, what are we saying? I got this. I'm okay. Oh man, the devil loves that. And you know what the devil will do? He will make sure he puts things in front of you. Oh, wait a minute. He knows we might have a profession in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's not going to put things that are an abomination to the Lord. He'll just put things and things and things and things to keep us from talking to the Lord and reading his word. And here's what the flesh thinks. Well, I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not walking in sin. I mean, I may have not talked to the Lord, poured out my heart to God in a long time. I've not maybe had a serious time in the word of God. Maybe I don't do that every day, but after all, I'm busy. You don't understand what I have to do. Tell that to the eternal one that saved us. I'm reminded of Daniel. I think he was a busy man. In fact, the old saying is, if we're too busy to meet with God, then guess what? We're too busy. We picked up on things that have taken precedent over our God. Why do I say that tonight? Why is the Lord saying that to us tonight? Because he says, the Lord did, my sheep hear my voice. And how often do we need to hear the Lord's voice? Every day. Because the moment we stop hearing the voice of the Lord, where are we going? We don't stop idle. We're moving either towards the Lord or away from him. And we may not be caught up in sin, but the Lord said, my son, my daughter, give me your what? Heart. Give me your heart. Because if we have a heart for the Lord, if the Lord has our heart, we'll be seeking him, won't we? So tonight, the Lord is saying, I am the shepherd of the sheep. And the Lord's sheep, what do they hear? His voice. And we need to hear the voice of the Lord every day. Why? Because he leads us to the green pastures. Didn't we read that tonight? And that's where we're nourished spiritually. And that's where we can grow and find contentment. Where? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you stand? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, your goodness, Lord, to us, to lead us into your paths. Lord, open up our hearts and minds to understand the words we've heard tonight and, Lord, how they apply to our lives, that we might follow you on a daily basis, that we might seek and enjoy, Lord, following you and following you where you bring us into the place to be nourished to be built up and to truly become the light of the world you've called us to be and to enjoy our relationship with you. Bless again, Lord, Northwood Baptist Church. Build her for your honor and glory. Bless each one, Lord, and those who are unable to be here tonight, for we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.